You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This week on The Green Desk, we're talking about carless cargo. How do you get products from A to B in the CBD without using a car? This morning, I caught up with Jamie Hoare. He lives in my hometown of Te Whanganui Atara in Wellington and runs a business called No Car Cargo. As the name might suggest, Jamie and his team run a cargo delivery service around the city, all on bikes. We talked about how their business began and what transporting cargo on bikes does for the city and for our planet. Here we are now. So why don't you begin by telling me a little bit about No Car Cargo? How did it begin and what do you guys do?
No Car Cargo is a cargo bike courier company. So the company began in 2015. A guy named Russell Silverwood started the business then. He was inspired by going to London and other cities in Europe and seeing goods being delivered by bike. And he came back to Wellington and bought a cargo bike and started the business here. He ran the business until late 2018 when one of the other co-owners, Christian Williams, and I took over. We purchased the business off him and it was basically one person on their bike riding around Wellington, delivering up to about 30 things throughout the day. And then the business started to grow around that time. And essentially here we are today, we've got 3 full-time riders delivering across Wellington CBD and the inner suburbs. I guess what makes us different to other courier companies is that we are delivering by bike and by cargo bike, which in the CBD solves the problem of getting stuck in traffic and needing to find parks and emissions. Being on a bike, we never get stuck in traffic. We never need to find a park and we have zero emissions. So it's an efficient service and an environmentally friendly service.
What do your bikes look like? What do they look like? How do they function? And how big is the storage container for the goods you're delivering?
They look quite peculiar. A lot of people that we encounter, you know, we bump into someone, tell them that we work for No Car Cargo, and we start telling them about the business, and they say, "Oh, are they those bikes with the big thing on the front going around town?" So, yep, that's the one. From the handlebars back, they kind of look like a conventional bike. They've got a normal back tire, 28-inch back tire. The saddle's in the same place. The handlebars are in the same place. I guess one of the main differences there is that we've electrified the bikes. So there's a motor sitting kind of around where the chain ring sits, and then a big 20-amp-hour battery sitting on the stem. And then from the handlebars forward, the bikes look quite different. So they've got a 14-inch tire at the front, which kind of drops the there's a tray sitting on top of that tire, on top of that part of the frame, which kind of sits under your eye level, and it's a 1.5 meter long tray. It's 50 centimeters wide, and we have 50 liter canvas bags that sit on top of it with straps holding things down, so we can pack up to 70 kgs at a time within that bag, which then brings the load up to just below your eye level. So you're kind of riding with the same visual field as a normal bike, except you've got a lower tire at the front, which creates space for this big tray, which creates space for the goods to sit on.
And what kind of goods are you usually delivering around the city?
So we have 3 main work streams and then various others as well. So we do a lot of printing. So that's business cards, posters, pamphlets, annual reports. And those goods are typically going from kind of the Cooper Street CBD area, so Kent Terrace across to Victoria Willis Street on the southern end, so around Dixon, Gusney, that kind of thing. And they're going down into the city to ministries and businesses who need proofs and annual reports and pamphlets and posters and marketing goods and all that kind of thing. And then ironically, we deliver a lot of car parts. So if there's a high urgency on car parts. So again, there's a whole lot of car part distributors in that same area I described of Kent Terrace through to Victoria Street, kind of Webb Street area, Taranaki Street. And so if a person takes their car to the mechanic and the mechanic puts it up on the hoist and assesses it and says, oh, it needs a new air filter and new brake pads, then they want to fit those parts as soon as possible so that they don't have to take the car down, take it out, and then when the parts arrive, put it back on the hoist and put it back up, or even take it in and out of the garage. It's a time-wasting thing for mechanics. So they just want to fix that car as soon as possible and then get it out of the garage so they can get the next one in.
Well, it's sort of a speedy means to get those parts there.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. So typically those are on a one-hour turnaround. So the mechanic will do the assessment and then they'll call the distributors and then the distributors will find the part and then they'll book us. We'll turn up and get that part to the mechanic within an hour of them ordering it so that they can fix the car, get it out, call the customer. Customer comes and picks up the car and they can do the next one.
Do you guys feel safe on your bikes? Because I know that that's quite a big barrier for people getting on bikes and using them instead of cars is the safety in the city. And you're obviously quite experienced riders, but do you feel safe in the city on your bikes doing what you do?
We do. So we are, as you say, we ride a lot. We were all keen cyclists before working for No Car Cargo. So, you know, when you do something for 8 hours per day, you get pretty used to the risks. 8 hours per day, 5 days per week, you get pretty used to the risks that present themselves. And so what can seem like a extremely dangerous situation for someone who doesn't or who's new to riding a bike around the city can seem like quite a normal situation that we know how to handle for us, because we can kind of anticipate, oh, I know what that vehicle's going to do. I know what this light is going to do. I know where to position myself so that I'm safe in this situation. So we do feel safe. We don't ride with a sense of adrenaline or danger. We definitely ride with caution and make sure that our health and safety is primary. And I guess expanding on that, we support safer cycling infrastructure as well. Not so much for ourselves. I mean, it would be great to be separated from the vehicles, absolutely. But we support the uptake of bikes in a more general sense, just from a kind of health and well-being and a planetary well-being and a more livable city perspective. So,
and let's talk about that planetary well-being. Obviously climate change is pretty front of mind at the moment with all of the flooding and I guess extreme weather events that are going on. What does riding a bike and delivering on a bike do to reduce a business's carbon footprint and mitigate climate change?
Well, I suppose the most obvious thing is the zero emissions. So, you know, bikes are human powered. You power them with your legs. We obviously have the assistance of the e-battery as well. And maybe there's some carbon involved in recharging the battery, but with New Zealand being 86% or so renewable energies, that's pretty minor. And it's also a very small amount of energy compared to what it takes to power a car. So that's the most obvious one, that we're riding around using our legs and not using fossil fuels, and therefore there's no carbon dioxide or other greenhouse gases being emitted from our vehicles while we go about the job. So that's kind of an obvious way that bikes are better from an environmental perspective, and a solution to fighting climate change. Yeah, and then there's other impacts as well, which are maybe not directly linked to climate change, but positive impacts of riding a bike, like the health and well-being of the rider because you're getting exercise while you're riding. And then more broadly, there's less vehicles on the road and more bikes on the road, then the roads are less congested, so there's less time waiting around in traffic for the people trying to get from A to B. The streets are quieter, so it makes it more peaceful and more livable, and there's less air pollution, which is again the carbon dioxide thing, but there's just been some recent media about air pollution in New Zealand, you know, from internal combustion engine car or vehicles, and bikes don't have that effect. So they reduce air pollution, reduce noise pollution, and in a more general sense, make the city more livable.
What is your hope for the future of No Car Cargo, but also for inner city delivery and I guess like a vision of your urban sustainability?
We're a business. We're motivated by growing the business and making profit like every business. And so, yeah, we're always trying to find ways to grow the business. And we've, you know, experienced quite rapid growth since 2019. So one of the recent developments is that we've started a last kilometer service with a major logistics company in New Zealand. So they bring 200 odd packages to our depot, which is on the edge of the city, every morning. And then we deliver those packages by bike into the inner city, which saves their van driver the time of having to go into the city, find parks, get stuck in traffic, maybe get a parking fine, all those costs of time and money, because if they give us the packages, they don't need to do that, and it increases our work volume so that we can put more riders on the road. So that's one of the most recent developments. So that's kind of one of the lines that we're following at the moment, or one of the opportunities that we're following at the moment to increase the workflow for No Car Cargo. There are examples around the world in more bike-friendly cities like Amsterdam and Paris, where there are thriving cargo bike courier companies that have 15, 20 riders who are out there on the streets every day with full-time jobs. We're at 3 riders at the moment. We think there's a lot of room to increase that to 5, maybe even up to 10 riders. So yeah, we get a lot of a buzz out of growing the business like any business owner would. And then we, at the same time, we feel really good about that work as well, because we know that, well, we really believe that more bikes on the road in the city and less vehicles on the road in the city is a good outcome from a business perspective, but also from a more broad kind of societal perspective for all of us.
That was Jamie Hua of No Car Cargo in Wellington talking with me about his business delivering cargo on bikes.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.